Hey, do you ever look at your closet and think you have nothing to wear? Or is it just me? It's not just me, right? This is why I can't believe I didn't discover Armoire clothing rentals earlier. With an Armoire membership, I can now build the perfect wardrobe with high-quality brands that I wouldn't normally think I could afford, such as Philip Lim, Monique Lhuillier, and Marni. Doesn't it just sound fancy? To get started, all you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. And then when you're ready for new clothes, boom, swap them out for more new-to-you styles. I recently rented a pale lime green leather blazer from Alice and Olivia. You may have seen it on our Instagram stories. I am obsessed. It's so perfect. If you're like me who doesn't want to spend all that time putting together a look, but also loves looking stylish. Right now, our listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/dateable. That is armoire.style. That's spelled armoire.style/dateable to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today.
The Dateable podcast features real stories from real people of how they make modern dating work or not. I'm your host, Yue, former dating coach turned dating insider, if you will. On each episode, you'll hear commentary from my producer, Julie Kraftchick, and other surprise co-hosts.
This episode is brought to you by Together, a podcast and online magazine that provides tools for better relationships. While it's important to navigate dating and early relationships, what happens 10, 20, 30 years down the road? Listen to stories from real people who have put in the work to form amazing partnerships. Visit together.guide or listen to the podcast on iTunes and all major podcast apps.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Dateable, a show all about modern dating. Whenever we talk about modern dating, we hear dating nightmare stories, dating weirdos, crazy nights. Apparently our guest today has experienced it all because she wrote us in this email where she listed pretty much every possible thing that could ever happen on a date. And her name is Heidi.
Hi.
And maybe you've dated her.
Maybe. I won't use your real name.
And we also have a guest host with us today. His name is Rich, and he's been a guest host before. He was on the episode about breadcrumbing and the episode about dating inexperience. So welcome back, Rich.
Thank you.
And congratulations. Rich just moved into his brand new house he bought with his brand new wife. So everything's brand new in this brand new year. Yes, congratulations.
Yes. Thank you so much.
But Rich hasn't been on that many awkward dates. This is going to be a good contrast.
You're going to be
right.
Shocked.
Right. Yeah. I'm excited to hear some stories, actually.
We're going to be entertained. So back to Heidi, a little background on her. She's 31 years old, originally from Wisconsin, then moved to Denver, and now you're in San Francisco, and you've been here for a year.
Yeah, I've been here about a year.
And you're in the cannabis industry.
Yeah.
She is the president of Cannabis Tour and the founder of Puff, Pass, and Paint. Okay, we're good. Before we get into the dating part, what is Cannabis Tour?
Okay, so Cannabis Tours is basically, we started in Denver like almost 5 years ago when it became legal there. And we do cannabis-friendly lodging, tours, different classes and events. And so I started Puff, Pass, and Paint, which is a cannabis-friendly art class, which also started in Denver. And then myself and my business partner started the larger business, which is CannabisTours.com.
You know, so. I just had this conversation with my boyfriend because we're getting more into non-alcoholic ways of having fun.
Definitely.
So weed is more of the answer.
A recreational drug. No, just kidding. But the thing is, like, I'm so much rather smoke than drink these days.
Right. And it makes you feel better. You don't feel as crappy the next day. You're not hungover. I mean, I think I try to be really active every day. So if I've been drinking the night before, I just feel like kind of sluggish the whole day. So
why haven't you started like a cannabis dating app? There is one. I know there's one out there.
Question.
I think there's like a 420 date out there, but
there is.
You need to
start
your own.
I don't remember what it's called. Yeah, that would be really fun. But I mean, you'll have to wait and see after my experiences if I should really be doing that. I'm not sure that's like the best idea for me,
but we'll see.
Yeah,
we were intro to Heidi from a mutual friend who said she's had some crazy dating stories. In fact, your friends actually look forward to hearing about your dating stories.
They do.
You keep them updated, and so that's why we had to reach out to you. But in your initial email, you said guys, I've probably been on 50 dates since I moved to the Bay a year ago, and they range from anywhere from a man describing his best friend to me, which turned out to be a pet chinchilla named Rupert. Okay, yep. So that was just start of it. Give us a rundown of all the crazy dates you've been on.
Gosh, okay, I actually have like a list here. Let me open it up. I don't want to forget all the stories. Okay, so there was that guy who... Okay, let me first start off by saying that I'm not just... I was listening actually to one of the last episodes, and it was the woman who said yes to any date that she was asked on. And here's the thing. I don't do that. I feel like I'm pretty selective. I talk to people usually for like a week or so first. I've been trying to ask... Julie and I actually talked about this. I've been trying to ask better questions recently to see if that helped as far as like compatibility. But these are like pretty... They seem to be very normal people.
And they don't talk about their pet chinchillas, their best friend, in the first week of talking?
Not before I actually meet them. No, okay. It's just that the dates are super strange. Okay, so there was that guy. I think sometimes... people just, and you know, I try to be myself too, but sometimes people maybe overshare on the first date. So this guy was talking about how his chinchilla, his elderly chinchilla, is his best friend. And have you guys heard of the 36 questions that lead to love?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So,
and then you stare in each other's eyes
for like 4 minutes. God. Yes. Okay, yes. Super I got to get into that.
He
too,
did that with his chinchilla.
Okay. So this guy was like, he seemed very normal when I was talking to him. He drove up from San Jose. When we sat down, it was, this was my first mistake, is saying that I would get food with him instead of just a drink. But he was driving from San Jose, so I felt bad. He'd driven like an hour. So we sit down to food, and online and texting, we had a bunch in common. And when we sat down, he wouldn't talk. And so he was just like staring at me. And eventually I was like, I'm really sorry, but this feels very awkward. Like, are you not enjoying my conversation? And he was like, no, when I first meet someone, I like to just sit with them in silence and look them in the eyes and see if it feels comfortable. And I was like okay, but I just met you, like I want to know like about your family and what you do, and do you like your job, and do you like to be outdoors? Not like, I don't want you like looking directly into my eyes silently. And so I was like, okay, let's do some of these questions, because like then we can have conversation. And like,
yes,
it was just not flowing. So I was asking him some questions, which some of them are very normal, like what was your best childhood memory or something. But one of them was let me see. Oh, if you had to pick between saving your best friend or 10 people, what would you do? And obviously that's a hard question, because it's like 10 people you don't know, but you love your best friend, you know?
Yes.
And he said he would save his chinchilla Rupert over like 10 strangers. And I was like, oh my God, like, this is so weird. And obviously it wasn't going that well, but he was like a nice guy that I tried to give a chance. And then at the end, there was like a very awkward kiss followed by, not awkward quick kiss, I dodged it. And then and then he texted me, so sorry about the weird kiss. I never texted back because I was driving home. Then I had like a whole string of messages after that. I mean, I felt really bad.
To be fair, chinchillas are extremely cute. They're really soft, too.
I mean, at least it's not like a ferret, because like, those are weird. I have nobody here
has ferrets. What are some of the other stories?
Open your notebook. List them off.
Let me see here. Okay, so I went on a Tinder date. I'm no longer on Tinder, because those were crazy, with this guy who owns a boating company. So I met him like down by the wharf to get a drink there. And then he invited me onto his boat. And I was like, all right, cool. So we took our like drinks down there. And then he was like, okay, so we're going to take off and we're going to sail across the bay and stay at my parents' house on the other side of the water tonight. And I was like, I just met you. Absolutely not. And so he became angry and pushed me off the boat. And I spilled onto the dock, not into the water, but onto the dock.
But he still pushed me off the boat.
I spilled my wine. Yeah. And then as I walked away, he yelled, are you sure you don't want to come?
Now that you pushed me.
Yeah, exactly. Crazy, right?
In case I was conflicted. Yeah.
Okay. That was one of the stories you wrote in your initial email.
Yes,
and I remember just like laughing out loud.
So
like,
crazy.
I spilled my water. Yeah, that was
great. There was a guy I went on like a third day with, and we went to go see the movie It. And he didn't tell me that he has a blood phobia. And then during the movie, he started throwing up into his hand. And I said, oh my God, are you okay? And he just runs out. And so we were at Alamo Draft House. So to be honest, I had ordered food and wine. And so I was like, man, I have like a full glass of wine here. So I like drank a little bit of wine. And then I followed him out, you know? And he was like at the bottom of the stairs. He had fallen down and passed out. And all of the staff was rushing to help him. And they were like, what's his name? Does he have any medical conditions? And I was like,
this is
oh my God.
Date.
Well, it was our third. But like in my head, I always called him Beardy. Like, and so I'm thinking, because he had a beard, and so, like, my roommate and I had just, like, made up the nickname Beardy, and so they're like, what's his name? And I'm like, oh my god, his name's Beardy. Like, what is
his real name?
Yeah! I'm like, I don't know if he has any medical conditions, so I took him home and made sure I stayed up with him and, like, woke him up every hour because I was afraid he had a concussion and was gonna, like, die.
Oh, that's very sweet of you.
We've actually remained friends. He's a really nice guy.
Isn't just like a weird person? That's more of just like a weird situation.
It's a weird date. Yeah, exactly.
What, the Soylent guy. Tell us about the Soylent guy.
So there was this guy. I was actually on 3 dates with him too, and he was pretty normal until the 3rd date. And then we went to a restaurant, and we sat down, and it was like really quiet, and there was not a lot of other people there, but there was one table that was like, they were like a little bit overweight. And he decides to start making comments on people's physical body types very loudly in the restaurant, which was extremely rude. And I told him that. And then he was like, well, personally, I don't really like to eat. I just live off Soylent if I can. And I was like, oh, like, first of all, this is not going to work because I love to eat.
Yeah.
It was just very strange.
So, like, are you at the restaurant for me, you know?
Like, are you
like, sacrificing your values right now?
Did he take out a Soylent?
No.
So there's one more that we need to hear about that you listed. I think after this, we got a pretty good feel of the range. Okay. But you said there is one that had his last girlfriend was a 50-year-old Russian prostitute.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So
this one, to be honest, this was in Denver. This was not in the Bay. This was in Denver before I moved. But this guy, so I never understand why people lie about physical things on dating apps, because I'm going to see you and I'm going to realize that like that's not, like if you use pictures of someone else or you lie about your height or something. So this guy said he was 6'1 and he was actually like probably 5'7, which not a huge deal for me. I mean, I'm a pretty tall girl, but not a huge deal. It's just the fact that you lied and thought I wouldn't notice. I'm not an idiot. And so he was much shorter, but whatever, it was fine. And sometimes I kind of stay in these interesting dates. Like, I'll order another drink because I'm like, you're saying crazy shit. I want to see what else you're going to say.
I'm writing this down.
Totally.
So I know.
It's material. It's material. And so this guy told me, first of all, he had a tattoo that said Made in Oklahoma and was a stamp that said Made in Oklahoma. God. He told me that his sister was stabbed in the neck by a member of ISIS. And he also told me that his last girlfriend was a 50-year-old Russian ex-prostitute. So, and this was on our first date. And
all
I
the
was
makings
like,
of a great husband.
Yes,
to
and I was like, I was done with my drink, and I'm like, I'm getting another one because I want to see what else you say. And it just got crazier. Like this, guy, it was nuts. So,
and this was the first date.
It was a first date.
And how did you meet this guy?
That was Tinder as well, but that was like a few years ago.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, like, how do you typically meet most
of
these dates?
Okay, so I used to use Tinder, and then I also use Hinge and Bumble sometimes.
Okay, so solely online dating?
I mean, all of the bad ones, yes. If I go on a date with somebody in person, you at least have met them and know how you vibe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I think that's why online dating is so strange, and that someone on paper or through an app can seem totally normal. But then when you meet, like, you have completely different personalities.
Oh, totally.
So most of my weird dates have definitely been ones that I've met online. I don't use Tinder at all anymore, especially after the guy pushing me off the boat. I was like,
that was the end.
I was like, I'm done with that.
But I'm super curious because we had to delay this recording because you told Julie that you were going to try out some new methods of vetting people.
Yes.
But then you told me, or at the beginning of this episode, you said, you know, I don't say yes to everyone.
Right.
I was vetting people.
Right.
So what were you doing before we delayed the recording?
And then what changed?
Yeah, and then what changed?
Okay, so I think, like, we were talking about, because when Julie and I first talked on the phone, she was like, well, why do you think this keeps happening to you? And I was like, I don't know. And I messaged another one of my friends who's also single and dating right now, and we just compare stories, and she's like, if you weren't going through the same thing, she's like, I think I would think I was absolutely insane. But it's not. It's happening to both of us, and I know a lot of other people, guys and girls, that have crazy dates too, and it's funny. It's nice to be able to laugh about it. But I was talking to my friend Allison about that, and she's like, I have no idea. I'm like, is it the questions I'm asking? And so I'm trying to be more now when I first start talking to somebody, knowing what has really bothered me in the past as far as like...
Are you going to push me off a boat?
Right. Well,
who's your best friend?
Is it a human? Right. God. And those things are totally unexpected.
Show me your tattoos.
Totally unexpected. Oh, my God. I know. And then, like, there was, like, one really sweet guy who was, like, he didn't drink, which didn't bother me. You know, I love wine, but it's totally fine as long as he's not judgy about it. But then he was, like, I don't eat any carbs. And I was, like, God damn. This is not gonna work. Like that actually.
Okay,
won't
so
work
all
for me,
joking aside, obviously yeah. you're not asking them if they push you off.
No,
but
no.
What did you ask them?
I mean, now I'm trying to be more. I think for me, like one of the biggest things is it's not really like obviously you want to be attracted to somebody, but for me it's more like I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a very motivated person. I work a lot. I'm constantly busy. Mm-hmm. First of all, like anyone who kind of like messes around as far as like timing on dates, like. It's just, obviously, that's not going to work because you're not respecting my time.
Yeah.
And I used to be like, okay, that's totally fine. We can push it back to another day or whatever. And now I'm like, unless you have a really good excuse, like, obviously, you don't really want to hang out. Like, they're just probably not going to get a second chance,
right.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very conscious of that now.
But
I think
what were you
talking
doing before?
To people, I think I was just kind of letting more things like that slide. Also,
but
I'm
that
asking
doesn't
people,
address the weirdness.
No, it doesn't.
Okay,
it doesn't.
Yeah,
those please. Are just, yeah. That's
yeah,
just like
general.
An irritating
okay.
thing. But as far as like motivation, I think I'm asking more questions about motivation.
What kind of motivation?
Just like what are, I guess, this might be weird questions to ask before you meet somebody, but like, first of all, what do you do? Like, I know that some people don't want to talk about their jobs or yes. they say, mm-hmm. like, for me, it's not about the money. Like, are mm-hmm. you motivated? Do mm-hmm. you do something that you give a crap about, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. Like, what are your goals? Traveling is a big thing. Like, there have been some people, like, I travel a lot just because, I would rather spend my money on that than anything else, mm-hmm. like buying things. And so if I'm on a date with somebody who's like, oh, I haven't traveled in a really long time, I'm like, that's probably just not going to be a good fit for me
right.
either.
Right. So this is so, what you were asking before. For,
I'm just like, trying to ask more questions like that. Like,
okay.
what's, like, obviously more about their jobs and what they do, what their motivation is, what their goals are. I think the biggest discrepancies I've had with, I mean, this doesn't explain the weirdness, but the biggest discrepancies I've had with dating people is that our goals just, like, weren't aligned. And I don't know how the weirdos are getting through, to be honest.
But what type of guys are you typically attracted to? Or what type of profiles are you attracted mm-hmm. to?
I like people who are entrepreneurs.
There
like
you go.
Read.
That's why.
I know. But I'm also an entrepreneur. And most of the weirdos have not been. They've been like okay. teachers or, I mean, everybody here is in tech.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, they're mostly like teachers or tech people. I mean, I guess I'm just trying to ask more questions to get a feel of who they really are. Also, me, like, I'm a little bit weird, too. So I don't try to hide that when I'm talking mm-hmm. to somebody first at more. Like, if you don't think one of my jokes is funny when we first start talking, you're not going to think it's funny, like, 2 months from now either.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm right. trying to be more myself. Like, this is exactly who I am.
Okay.
If you don't like it, I mean, then we shouldn't even go out on a first date, you know? Like.
But do you feel like the weirdness comes out on like a second or third date, a few dates in?
It's mostly anywhere from 1 to 3. Yeah. From 1 to 3.
And
yeah.
are there any triggers? Is it like a certain question you ask or is it a certain environment you're in?
I find that a lot of people do actually have an issue with the cannabis thing, even though
really?
I'm not a stoner. I mean, I smoke and I had an edible on my way here, you know?
Yeah.
So like, I'm completely capable of still talking and having a conversation,
right.
but I'm not someone who just sits around and like smokes all day. And
right.
so because I'm like constantly busy and active and run a successful business,
mm-hmm.
you would think it wouldn't be an issue, but I have found that there are definitely some types of people that I've gone on dates with that don't like the cannabis thing.
But then don't they know from your profile?
They do, but I think maybe they just kind
they think
of
it's a joke?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
That explains, though, why someone might not want to date you. But
right.
what about all these people that you don't want to date? Because
the
they're
weirdos?
Yeah, like, let's get back
yeah.
to that. Like, why do...
Why it happens, I don't know. I think maybe...
Rich? Any theories?
Yeah, tell me. I'm
male perspective.
To me.
I'm honestly racking my brain here.
Right, because I'm normal, right? Like, you're looking at me and I'm normal,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right, exactly. And
you're
so
normal,
head, like, I don't
but
understand.
You're also, you have a very specific type of energy.
Right.
Right?
Oh,
that maybe you don't get from an app. Because you're definitely,
right.
like, I feel like if I were on a date with you, I would need to keep up with you.
Oh, whoa, okay.
And so maybe these guys feel like they need to give you interesting stories to keep up with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how saving my pet chinchilla over to a stranger
what about
is
what about
exactly
the boat
going to
thing?
Win you
just
because
I have a
right?
weird energy, you push me off your
not
boat?
Not weird
like,
energy, but maybe that's just like his way of
yeah.
being flirty.
Maybe.
But I also think your blanket statement of weird does span a lot.
That's
like,
right.
For example,
true.
The chinchilla guy, I would say that's definitely quirky and weird. Like, typical,
quirky. Yes. Well,
weird.
It got weirder. It was like more.
Yeah. Well, that
yeah.
one
to be fair, I think her standards of weird are pretty Yeah, but really?
Like, yeah. Okay, definition of weird, though. Like, I don't think the boat is necessarily... Okay, let's go to the blood one. I don't think that's weird.
No, it's
person.
Not.
Sin.
That's no. just a weird exactly. person. Exactly. Yeah.
Just a the weird boat date, isn't totally. A weird person. That's just scary. Like, right. I think there's just, like...
Well, he's
different.
Just an asshole, yeah.
Right. Right. Like, exactly. I think that's maybe the blanket under, like, everyone's mm-hmm. weird. Maybe that... Yeah. I don't know. Maybe there's something
so
there.
So scaling
that
it back,
explore.
You're just saying that, you know, it's just bad dating luck in general, not necessarily...
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's... Yeah, maybe it's nothing to you specific that right. you just had one or two. I mean, everyone's had one or two just odd people right. in the mix.
So it's like, a pipeline issue.
Well, I was talking about yeah, maybe I just need to get... So the weirdest thing is that after we talked, I haven't had a strange date since then.
Okay, so the new yeah. technique, what were you doing then?
I think I'm just asking more questions about, like, maybe life perspective.
Okay. Mm.
And I think that has helped because yeah. I've been on a few dates that have been perfectly fine. But one of my friends, I was like, yeah, I went on this date and the guy was a perfectly nice gentleman, but I just didn't feel a connection. She's like, well, that's how all my dates are. I'm like,
yeah.
really? Because all of my dates are insane. Like,
but maybe that's like... Just asking those questions right. is a way to help with
right,
that.
Right.
Yeah, like, yeah, Julie and I always talk about this, too. We've never, I mean, she and I have never dated each other, but right. separately, independently, I've never had really crazy dates.
I have. Oh. I definitely had a period that I was dating a lot. This was, like, 5 years ago when Tinder first came out.
Uh-huh.
And there were, I wouldn't say they were, like, really weird people, but they were, like, weird instances
yeah,
like
weird
this.
Scenarios. Right.
And I think that it's just, like, par of the course sometimes. Like, I would say I met some really great people, some really, I mean, there's been some people that have been, I could tell they're good people, mm-hmm. but they're just, like, we have nothing mm-hmm. in common, right. or they're, like, more boring, if anything.
Right.
And then I've met some people that are more eccentric. So it's just, yeah. like, if you just focus just on the eccentric people, then right. maybe you'll start, like, thinking everyone's that way, opposed to, like, looking at all the situations. Right. Maybe it's time for you to reclassify your dates.
I also think that maybe one of you brought this up, but maybe they're looking at my profile and they're like, she's an entrepreneur, she's in cannabis, she really clearly doesn't really care, like, what other people think and yep. that sort of thing. Like, maybe that's the kind of people I've been attracting.
Yeah. I do also think it's like whatever you're putting out in the universe. We right. actually spoke to yeah. someone last right. week about it. If yeah. you're looking for something, mm-hmm. then that thing keeps popping
totally.
Up.
Yeah. And maybe it's because I've been talking about it so
yes.
much because I always right. am laughing about it with my friends that yeah. these situations keep presenting themselves to me, and I'm a pretty good sport. Like, I have a really good sense of humor,
right.
so I don't hate it.
I think you like the story.
Yeah.
I think you like the story.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
And actually, when
like
I was going had some weird instances, I definitely like yeah. the story. I like
right.
to report back to my friends,
right.
tell them what date went down. I mean, there's not like a bad, it's not bad
right.
because I mean, it's worse if you're just like moping because something
totally.
Didn't go
oh,
your
God.
Way. At least
yeah.
having
no, I never do
a
that.
Sense of
yeah.
humor is good, but maybe if you're just fixating on the story and the
right.
weirdness, that's what's
right.
coming.
Right, right.
So earlier you suggested that maybe she could ask the questions sooner, right? Like ask about the life perspective and everything
mm-hmm.
sooner.
Right.
But since you tend to text them more or less for a week or so
mm-hmm.
before you meet them, I would personally find it weird to have those serious conversations
right.
through
yeah.
a text
well,
message.
Well, you also don't want to start with that either because then you just seem boring. Like, oh, hello, how's your day? And it's like, okay, but what's your goals? You know
right.
what I mean? Like,
no,
that's
yeah.
weird
right.
too.
Yeah, there's
so,
no lightheartedness
right,
to that.
Right,
so
yeah.
to an extent, I guess what I'm trying to say is that it would be harder to vet them on those
yeah.
factors earlier on. And it's almost kind of like what you were saying, what Julie was saying, which is that you essentially may need to kind of go on that first date anyway
right.
and then
just
do the filtering then
yeah.
and then, yeah, just kind of reclassify
then,
how that goes.
What are you looking for?
I'm not sure. I mean, I got out of a serious relationship last year. I think what I'm looking for right now is someone to just have more than maybe 3 normal dates with and enjoy spending time with and
mm-hmm.
see where it goes. Like, it's not like I'm looking for, I'm not specifically saying I want something serious or I don't want anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, also, it's kind of fun for me here to, I'm in a new city,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, I've spent a lot of time in San Francisco. I live in Oakland, actually, but I've spent a lot of time in San Francisco and Oakland before I moved here. But I haven't been to a lot of places. I haven't been
yep.
to a lot of restaurants, bars, like,
right.
just fun things.
Right.
And so it's kind of cool if my friends are busy to have a date and be like, hey, I've really been wanting to check out this spot. Like, do you want to meet here? You know?
Yeah.
Right.
So you're
and
in
then,
an exploratory stage.
Right.
In
totally.
Every sense of the
yeah,
word.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
maybe
exactly.
it is a good thing that you're
right.
going on these very colorful
full dates.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. I think.
And how many dates are you going on? Like, what's your average week?
Oh God. I mean, there's been some where I've had like a couple, and then I get like burned out on it, and I don't go on any for a while, and I'm like, oh my God, I need a break after like. Whatever, chinchilla guy or whatever, you know, I'm like, I'm going to dial it back. But...
So, with the online dating, is it that you're more comfortable doing it? Because you strike me as a very social person. So I imagine if you just went out, your energy would, would
I do, but I work from home and I work a ton.
Got it.
So I'm not, unless I'm scheduling something with someone, I'm not really meeting people.
Okay.
And I specifically make a point to not date within my industry because it is really small.
Fair.
And so that's just something that's been like a huge no-no for me. Like I want to be seen as like a friend as well, but also a business person. And I think when you bring in any sort of like sexual or relationship drama, it's not necessarily like a good thing.
How do you guys feel about, I'm asking Julie and Rich, about seeing someone's profile or... you know, hearing about them that they've been in the city for a year or they're new to the city. What are those feelings that come to mind?
It's time to take a quick break so we can tell you about the latest service we have been building over at Dateable. We'll be offering a platform to connect you with vetted dating experts from our network to help with everything from dating profile reviews, coaching to see where you're getting stuck in dating, and even ways to get real feedback about your dating style. The sessions typically run from 30 minutes to an hour and can all be done via Skype or Google Hangouts, so you can be anywhere. We're so excited about this because so many of you wrote in asking how you can find people to help up your dating game, and this should be a great way to get personalized, affordable advice. We'll be adding more coaches and more services, and of course, let us know if there's something specific you like to see. To meet the coaches and book your session today, visit datablepodcast.com/coaching. Now back to the show.
How do you guys feel about, I'm asking Julie and Rich, about seeing someone's profile or, you know, hearing about them that they've been in the city for a year or they're new to the city. What are those feelings that come to mind?
For me, it's a little bit of a red flag, although it shouldn't always be. Okay, so I'm gonna take this back. Okay, so there's a positive that they're new and like they just could be here and that's part. But then the other side of it is, are they just in exploratory mode?
Sure.
Are they looking for something serious? Okay. Or do they just want to meet friends and meet people and do stuff? Uh-huh. So that always happens. However, I will say, like, I've had relationships with people that have only been here for a couple months, and that isn't what they were looking for, so it's not always the case.
Right.
But that does, the immediate instinct I have, as I just stated, was that.
No, I understand that, because it's like, people would probably also wonder, okay, so if something serious did happen with us, is she going to want to stay here?
Yeah.
Is she going to want to move
in? It's
not
even, you know? It's maybe that, but it's also just like, in this time, like, when they don't have their, like, base.
Right.
Like, they don't know that you might have a lot of friends here.
Right.
And actually, I was going to say, back to my point of like the relationships I've had that have been someone that's only been here a little was someone I met in real life versus online.
Sure.
It's like, because I think there was a lot of profiles at one time that was like new to the city, like, and there still are, that's like down to meet new people, like that type of thing.
I was just gonna say that I think there is definitely something to be said about taking a step such as dating and committing to someone when you haven't even really gotten your bearings someplace yet.
Exactly.
Because there is a certain aspect of you that is still in that exploratory mode.
Right.
And so I would, I guess, also kind of feel like maybe she will be exploring and meet someone else that's a little more, that she's a little more attracted to, because she didn't give herself enough time.
Right.
And so I would almost kind of.
I remember just swiping left on people who said they were new to the city, because I would just automatically assume they're dating everyone. They're trying to date as many people as possible.
Interesting.
Because they're also trying to figure out what they like, what you know, which parts of the city do they like.
Sure. I also think there's so many good options here. And there really is. People are really smart. Most people have really good jobs and are really passionate about something. I mean, it's pretty fit city. People are generally young and attractive. And so there's so many options here. It's like, do you not feel like that?
Well, I'm sure that's not an opinion you two hear a lot, is it?
It's not an opinion we hear from anybody, really.
That's really refreshing because
you moved here from Denver, right?
Yeah.
We actually have a lot of people who say, like, I think I need to move to Denver. I think that's going to be a better dating scene.
Denver is Menver. Like, Denver has so many men.
But same with San Francisco.
It's like, so.
people say that.
I don't know.
I think here, so there's so many beautiful, good-looking options of people who have really good jobs. It's like, okay, so this date doesn't work out, but I have like 10 more I could go on. You know what I mean?
Right,
so it's
right.
like, it's almost, you start to view, and this makes me sad, but you start to view people on these apps as literally just a picture. Instead of a person. And so it's like, no, 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 yes, no, no. Hi, how are you? How, yes, yes, no. You know?
Right.
Like,
in all fairness, though, that's how they're designed, right?
Exactly. I mean,
they want you to gamify it a little bit.
Yes. Yep. Right, yes.
So something that you said that I kind of kept in the back of my head a bit was that you, and I don't know how true this is for everyone, but you definitely tend to look more for entrepreneurs, or at least people that you have those types of things in common with. And while I think that's natural and healthy, I think sometimes those prerequisites tend to attract you to the wrong type of person for you. I guess my point is that, too, you could find someone that just works 9 to 5 but is receptive of the fact that you're busy and you may not always have time to spend and that you are ambitious and driven and running your own successful business. And it might work out just fine with them, right? And so I just... You know, I would caution you not to rule someone out because they don't have that in common with you, because they may be very open to it.
And entrepreneurs can be eccentric in different ways.
Well,
you're
entrepreneurs,
weird.
you may not ever see, right?
Yeah.
Because your schedules may not align necessarily. You know, they may be a little more alpha than you, and we kind of talked about that before. So I feel like there, you know, there's another class of issues.
That's one thing. Okay, so that's an interesting thing that you said, is I find like my personality is pretty alpha. I have to be, because I'm a woman business owner in an industry that, like, it's, I mean, there's a lot of women in it. It's wonderful. There's, I think, the most CEOs in the cannabis industry that are women of like any industry.
That's great.
But it's still very men dominated.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I have to be alpha in order to do well in it. And I think that that personality type, it is strange for some people who are not entrepreneurs. I don't know.
I would also say, like, I always have this quote on my whiteboard. We are all each other's consequences. And part of that is, if you go on one date where something crazy happens, you tend to take that energy onto your next date and then onto the next date. And maybe it's something you're putting out there that's like, show me you're crazy.
Yeah.
Right?
Like,
it goes back to
entertain me.
Right.
The
statement.
Yeah.
Of what you're putting out there. And if you're always looking for, I have all these weird dates.
Right.
Anything's going to become a weird date, even if it's not necessarily a weird date. Like the
guy that passed out, right? I think maybe I just need to change my perception of it.
Embrace it, maybe.
Yeah.
I think some of it, I mean, one option is that you try to find more places that aren't online also.
Right.
But part of online dating is there's going to be weird people.
Totally.
Like, I think you just kind of need to accept it.
Right,
and like,
exactly.
But also, maybe, I know, like, it seemed like you were a little wishy-washy of what you're looking for, which is fine.
True.
Mm-hmm. But maybe getting more clear on that, because the way you're describing is, I want experiences and new things, that might be attracting just weirder experiences, because that's giving you that experience. So, if that's what you're looking for right now, and you want the story, and you want that, then that's fine.
And things are going great.
I can write a book. That's why I write them all down.
Yeah. But if you want someone that's more put together, like whatever the qualities are, maybe it's refocusing and saying, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I do. I get that sense, too. I'm almost like, do you want to date for the sake of dating, or do you want to date to find something serious? And that's why I asked you, what are you looking for?
Right.
And maybe in this time, you don't really know what that is.
Right.
So embrace the crazy.
Yeah.
I think these...
No, I've been having fun with it.
And
like I said, I've gotten to try a lot of... Other than any time that I've felt unsafe, which most of the time, honestly... isn't, except for the boat guy.
Thing.
Well, I'm just not going to get on somebody's boat again, right?
Yeah,
like, we're not going to do that again.
I think as long as you're not getting down on it,
right?
Like, oh my God, everyone's so weird. I can't find anyone.
Right.
But if you're still like, you had a mentality that like, there's a lot of options here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great people, and if that's the case, then maybe it's fine that you are just having these experiences.
And I've gotten to check out so many different things and so many different places that, you know, just. Like I said, if like I want to go out one night and like all of my friends are busy, I'm like, I've been wanting to check out this bar. Let's go here.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's a good thing.
And I can almost think on the flip side, because you're telling us these stories about the guys you've been on dates with. Can you imagine what they're saying? Maybe they're like, oh my God, I went on this date with this girl who does like a painting and cannabis thing.
Yep, totally.
Right? I can totally see them doing that. Yeah. Like, that's so weird to me.
I went on this date with this girl and I blew.
Yeah, or that.
Right.
I also think weird isn't bad. I think that's the other
Yeah, I guess we go into takeaways, but I think weird isn't bad.
Right.
Like, you were saying, obviously, cannabis, that's going to attract a certain person. I think there is, like, you just need to find someone who's weird is okay with you.
So weird is not bad. I like weird. What's, like, over the top is, like, talking about, like, what you talk about your psychotherapist with on the first
date. Exactly.
That's not, like, so maybe something I should really be knowing.
The word weird needs to go away. And it's, like, how do I, like, we talked about, like, one of these dates was kind of dangerous and scary. One of these was just an odd occurrence. One of these was, I don't know, like maybe it's reframing and like saving it. Like I'm looking for quirky. But it just needs to be a quirky that like I respect and I'm into.
And like, so I'm quirky too. I mean, like there's been things that have definitely happened where I'm like, oh my God, that was such a bad date for him. For example, I was dating this guy. We'll call him Ham because that's my roommate and I always come up with like nicknames for people. But he came over on like the second time we were hanging out. He came over. We were having a barbecue with some friends. So he's Spanish. He brought this expensive Spanish ham that his mom smuggled illegally from Spain.
Ooh.
It's called jamón de Ibérico. It's from pigs that eat a certain kind of acorns. They're like free range. Wow. So he brings over like $100 worth of this ham, leaves it on the table. My dog jumped up, ate the entire thing of ham when we were outside, and then just like pooped violently the whole night because he was sick because he had eaten all this ham. That was like a horrible date for him. Obviously, we actually dated for a couple months after.
But again, that's not weird.
It's just funny. It's just friend stories.
Maybe that's the line though. Like, how much of it's the person versus
and how much
just,
are they just the weird experience?
It's a circumstance. Yeah. See, this is I'm still going back to this entertainment value and this pressure to entertain.
Totally.
Because when you said we asked, like when you change your methods and you're asking more questions, what are your dates like now? And you said they've all been not weird.
Right.
And there was a sense of disappointment in your voice. Like,
I was disappointed. I just realized what it was like to have a normal date where you walk away and think that was fine, but I won't see them again.
I feel like there's a little bit of disappointment in that.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
That was cool.
Yeah, okay. If you have a mix of those plus some stories, that will be a good dating life.
Exactly.
So maybe you're actually just overlooking the guys who are normal because they're just they're not entertaining enough for you. Or they're just not standing out.
But these
stories are standing out more.
Okay, so I have a question. It's gonna seem a little tangential, right?
Okay,
but I'm asking for a reason.
Yeah.
So cannabis tours. How does this work exactly?
So, are you like the whole thing, like a whole company, or?
Well, can you like walk me through? I want you to give me a tour.
Okay, so if you're actually taking a tour, so we have the wine and weed tours here, which are super fun. We just had one yesterday. I'm like still exhausted from it. So we started our space where you do CBD infused wine tasting. You get on a bus. You can smoke on the bus.
Awesome.
We go to the Betty Project, which is this amazing grow in the city. They get to do a grow tour there.
Right.
Then we go up to Trek Winery in Novato. They do a wine tasting and lunch there, and then we head back to our space. So it's about 4 hours.
And how do people find out about it?
Online or through marketing on our website
and how big
or whatever.
Are the groups typically?
About 30.
And how many men? On average?
Probably about half.
And are you open to, like, what's your policy, I guess, on meeting people through your business?
Oh, interesting. I was just thinking, so I was teaching, we have the Puff Pass and Paint classes too, and I was teaching one of those classes last night, and there was this guy who was really cute, and I was like, it's so weird I didn't notice him, but if I'm in work mode, then I'm like looking at people, and I was like, has that guy been here the whole time? I'm like, he's adorable.
You're mutual probably happy. Mutual interest, especially with yours.
Yes.
Like, but also just like, you're probably in your element, where you're like your most attractive self.
And these are probably
you're loving what you do.
I know, he was like smiling at me, I was like, oh, where did you come from?
Maybe,
I didn't realize
maybe
you were
it's
here.
Paying more attention, or even if there's no one in there, like maybe they have other friends. So even if it's not like even women, maybe it's just like friending some of them and like
But also, like, it's a lot harder to meet people when you are the organizer.
Sure.
But can you actually join these tours as a participant?
Yeah, I mean, I could if
and
I wanted
just
to
audit or whatever.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, there you go.
Wine and weed, and I love both of those things.
Yeah,
so
then you don't have to worry about the responsibilities of organizing, and then you can pay more attention to the people.
And actually, have you thought about offering it up as a date suggestion?
We've done that for Valentine's Day. We've done like...
No, for yourself.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
For myself.
Yes.
Oh, you mean like, hey, we should go on my own tour?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I haven't thought about that. I mean, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fun.
And it would weed people out early because if I'm not into it, right. then I'm
no
not.
No pun intended, but it would be early. That's totally. So the episode now.
Yeah.
People out.
Oh, that's great. Done. That's so great.
Okay, love so it. What are some of our takeaways from all this?
Oh, I'm going to join these cannabis tours.
Let me know when you want to come. I'll hook you guys up.
Yeah, they sound awesome.
Also, just, you know, we have to embrace all the craziness that comes with dating. If we're always talking about how crazy dating can be, that must mean we are sort of crazy too in the way we're dating, because we're all so different. Right. I always talk about how dating is like putting two strangers after a lifetime of not knowing each other into a room and then having to gel with that person.
Sure.
It's tough. It's a tough environment to be in. So there's a certain point where you have to know what your absolute yeses and nos are, but also just embrace some of the newer experiences and say, you know what? You have a tattoo of this
Oklahoma,
stamp.
Right?
Made in Oklahoma.
That's not a big deal. Your ex is a 50-year-old Russian hooker. That's cool. That's all that
has. Absolutely. I think the takeaway for me is that you can find love anywhere, right? Yeah. I think a lot of us kind of abstain from looking for it in certain places, such as work, you know?
Yeah.
But I think it's because you're optimizing for a bad situation. But honestly, if you meet someone who you click with, you can make any situation work with them.
Yeah.
And so I think just keeping an open mind and keeping your eyes open in terms of, you know, maybe cute guys on your tour that you didn't notice for the first half of
it. That is so funny that you said that, because I literally just had that realization last night. Like, wow, I actually don't even pay attention or am looking at anyone in my classes or events or tours or anything as like, not as a human, that's not what I mean, but like
potential.
Not as like dating material. Yeah.
Right. And at the same time, I could also see myself, if I'm a guest on your tour and you're flirting with a dude, I can see how I can be like, hey, I'm paying for this. So obviously you'd want to establish a boundary and draw a line and say like, hey, maybe let's chat after or something, but I don't think there's anything wrong with maybe being a little flirty if there's someone that kind of
or seek out other tours and whatnot that isn't just like yours, but similar or something. I mean, I think it's, again, just reframing what weird means. They are, I mean, I'm not going to deny, you have some strange stories. No one's going to say that, but, like, also, like, maybe it's like that, I keep going back to the example with the guy that had the, that fainted.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that really isn't that weird. That's just an uncertain, like, situation. And I think you did like say that you guys did keep dating.
Oh,
or
but I mean, we're just still friends.
Right. So, maybe it's not just
it was funny. We laugh about it. Yeah.
Right. So sometimes maybe it's like, okay, there is something kind of weird, but maybe I should give it a little more. I guess it depends on the line. Like, obviously, some of the other ones, maybe not. But I guess, I guess the long story is like, what is weird? And is this like a weird I could deal with, like as a quirk, or is it a weird that's just not okay for me?
And on the other hand, redefine what you think is normal and what you think is boring. Because I think you are writing off some of the guys who are probably not as weird as these other guys.
Yeah.
And then just saying that date was fine. Right. I remember my first date with my boyfriend, I walked away saying, it was fine.
Right.
It was fine.
Right.
You know, I couldn't say it was like amazing. I couldn't say he was so interesting. It was fine.
Right.
Our second date, his little quirks came out and I was like, I'm loving this.
Right.
Great.
Right.
So maybe that first date, maybe give those guys a second chance.
I'm actually getting better. I have a date after this actually. I have a second date
optimizing.
Watching the Super Bowl with somebody. And
cool.
like our first date was just fine. He's a really nice guy. And I was, I mean, I'm not writing people off because of that, but I am trying to be more conscious of, like, just because someone isn't super interesting to me at first doesn't mean that they won't be. Like, they might have been nervous, they might have had a bad day, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
They might have been trying to hold back because they were afraid I was going to judge them.
Yeah.
So
that's good of you.
That's really good,
Right.
Maybe, like, it sounds like filtering a little more and asking the questions has actually been helpful. So maybe it's, because you admit that you're a little quirky. You have your occupation's a little out of the box. It will detract some people. Maybe because of that, you are drawing certain people that are a little stranger.
Sure.
And maybe it's just filtering more with them. Maybe you have to filter more than the average person because
of that. I think I'm actually finding that. Yeah. I think I need to filter more. Like if you're looking at, like most of my friends work in tech, right?
Right.
So, or finance or whatever. Like if you're looking at someone who works in finance, you pretty much know what their day to day is going to be like. You know, like what their schedule is, that sort of thing. But me, you have no idea, you know?
Right. And you might get the like chinchilla guy that's like all off. Like, I don't know, maybe he's like, oh, I can relate to this girl. So maybe it's like he's drawn to you for that reason.
Right.
Yeah. Also, we live in a city where people try to out-quirk each other.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's like trying to be so San Francisco and unique, different and unique and look at my business and I have my own shit going on. So maybe instead of putting out like, I know I have an interesting business and this is my life and I'm busy. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying that, it's more like, I'm really interested in what you do. So kind of like, you know, showing more interest in them. Because I'm telling you, everyone thinks that their life is more interesting than the next person.
Right. You have the cannabis stuff in your profile?
I do.
Is it in your purse? I
do, actually. Told you I had one on the way here. I do. And for a while, I took that out just to see if it would make a difference. Here's the thing, though. If people have a problem with it, I want them to be able to see right away. I want to say no to her.
Okay, so this is where I'm mixed. Because, like, it's kind of the same with Dateable a little, right? Like, people think that, like, it's different in the same. But, like, people, sometimes their instinct is, oh, they run a dating podcast. They're just, like, using me as a subject, especially if they don't know much about it. Uh-huh. So what I do is I don't put that in my profile in any way. No.
Oh.
But obviously, I'm going to, like, if it progresses with someone, I'm going to tell them about it. It's important to me. But I don't lead with it. Like, I'd rather just lead with, like, I also just, like, general don't like leading with work. I don't know. It's going to come up. I would never, like, hide it from someone because I agree. If, like, someone's like, oh, that's weird or why would you do that? Like, that's not going to be the right fit.
Right.
But I don't want to, like, have that just be, like, the immediate instinct.
Right. Some apps make you put on, it pulls from Facebook, though.
Some do,
like, there's one that I couldn't take it off when I was, like, doing an experiment.
Right.
Some I'm also do, just, but like, I think it's kind of interesting, like, socially, like, to see how that changed things. Like, removing it from my profile versus putting it back, so.
So did you see any big changes or not?
It was, I was attracting more like 9-to-5ers.
Which, again, not a problem
with that at all. Not a problem with that at all. It was just like, obviously there were some people who had issues with it in the first place that were saying no to me because of it.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm thinking is like, and also like sometimes it's like people think they have hard no's on stuff. Like for this, like for example, maybe this is a hard no, but if they got to know you, then it might not be
that's
as big
true.
A deal.
That's
so,
very true.
I think there's like, probably a different way of rephrasing what you do because I think because the industry is so new, some people may take that as, oh, she doesn't really work.
Right.
Or she just like
she wakes up and she smokes a bowl.
Cannabis tour. I go on cannabis tours every weekend. You know, whatever it may be. So maybe
that's a good point.
That's true. Like, that's very true.
Maybe
some people just don't understand
seriously.
Right.
And maybe there's a bit different way of rephrasing exactly what you do, which is you run a successful business that brings, you know, that is in the cannabis
But maybe
industry.
That can't be portrayed in a dating profile. Maybe that's a conversation you have. I just, like, you know, you're not going to be like, I run a successful business.
Well, it's a recreational entertainment tour.
Or you just need to filter more. I mean, it's just, I think that's the point. It's
I think
like, it
you
might
made
just
a very good
more.
Point, and I think that it is for what I do and how, like, kind of different my lifestyle is than a lot of people, I think I just need to filter more.
Yeah.
Probably more than the average person.
Exactly. Yeah. If you if you really want to lead with it, you're just going to have to expect that you might have more weird stories and you might
I've
have to filter.
I've also had people, like, asking if they can, like, the first thing they'll say is, hey, can I buy weed from you? And I was like, first of all, this is in writing. Are you a cop?
Right.
And secondly, I don't even have, like, my business is completely different than that.
Yes.
And it's Michael here. Go to a dispensary.
Yeah.
Right.
You can go to a dispensary. Yeah.
So maybe they think you're a dealer.
That's what I was saying. I was like, if you're not, like, I don't know, just, it can mean
which
so
I'm
much.
Not in any capacity. Yeah. Let's be clear on that.
You're not.
But.
Oh, fascinating. I didn't even, my mind didn't
even
so
I think it's either remove it and try, like, just explain it, or just accept it and filter more.
Or market yourself differently, right?
Market yourself differently, or if anybody's listening, you've learned all about Heidi today, and if you like to meet her, we're more than happy to set you up, okay? Just no boats. We're phobia of boats.
Staying up boats for
or
a while.
Or no boats, or chinchillas, or blood, okay? But Russian hookers we can deal with. We can deal with Russian hookers. Any other takeaways? Anything else we want to say about this? All right, shall we go to our question of the day? This one comes from Kevin. I think of myself as a pretty quirky guy with a dry sense of humor, but I have been told by past girlfriends and friends that once they get to know me, they find me hilarious. Also, some of my quirkiness is due to me being shy when I first meet someone new. With dating, I'm often not given that chance as women seem to quickly pass on my quirkiness. Any suggestions or ways I can stay true to myself, but also cast a wider net to get the chance to get to know me better?
Very good question.
This was good because you were kind of just talking about this in a way of like you giving that. But I think what he's trying to ask is like, how can he come out of his shell or stay in his shell maybe a little more, depending on how you look at it.
I think it's your quirkiness is a great way to filter people. We had MK as one of our previous guests who sent a photo of her in a full Hamilton costume after a first date with someone, and he totally embraced it. So it's sort of like, if people don't embrace your quirkiness, then why, you know, they're just not a good fit.
So you're saying look at this as not necessarily something that's hurting you, but as a way to help you.
Yes, absolutely. And I do think people who are more open about their quirkiness can find someone faster because then they're attracting the right.
Well, that's kind of what I said too, is like I used to kind of like, I mean, I'm quirky, and so I used to kind of try to dial that back at first when first talking to people and have more normal conversations. Mm-hmm. And now I realize when I meet them, like I said, if they don't like me talking online first, they're still not going to like me in 2 months.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
So don't even waste your time going out with people who don't find your sense of humor
something
that they like.
I agree with what you guys are saying, but I'm going to play devil's advocate a little because I do see where he's coming from, that he's just not getting a chance. Because we all know with online dating, people write people off really quickly and they're quick to go. But maybe it's just flat out saying to the dates, like, I know this about my personality. Like, my friends tell me this. Like, putting it out there and communicating that I am a little quirky, but, like, I grow on people or something.
Yeah, you know what, though? I find that by prefacing the date with that, you kind of, you maybe set the wrong impression because quirky to me may not be the same
as quirky to them.
And so if you tell me quirky, I might be like, oh, I don't know if I really care to find out what that's all about.
And so I mean,
for certain things like that, I would be okay with just omitting it and just kind of letting your true self come out and then just letting them determine if that's someone that they're okay being with instead of drawing attention to the fact.
It definitely draws attention if you bring it up. I'm just wondering if bringing it up would, like, get ahead of it in a way. Like, not, like, ahead of it that's a problem, but just be, like, maybe it's not saying I'm quirky. Maybe it's just saying, like, hey, or something like how, like, most of my friendships have built over time because I'm the type of person that opens up as I get to know you.
Maybe that's the way to say it.
Maybe it's not, hey, I'm quirky.
Also kind of funny.
I'll grow on you. But, like, I think maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
I do also find that people who are quirkier than normal people do better in real life. And it takes time to get to know their personalities and adapt to their personalities. They don't do as well online because then people think of them as weird. There's like a negative
connotation. It's more of a slow build.
It's a slow build. Yeah. It is a slow build. And so people who are quirky, your profile, you know, it's harder. Yeah. It's harder for you to, for people to give you a chance online. That's just the way online dating is. I'm sorry. People are just superficial with online dating. But in real life, maybe spend more time meeting people out in the real world.
Right.
But because quirky is such a vague and encompassing term, it could literally mean something different to 100 different people.
And some people some people don't.
It could mean you have a chinchilla, or it could mean that, like, I want to wear your skin. Like, you don't know, like, you don't know what it's going to mean.
Does that happen to you?
Not yet, but maybe soon.
Let us know.
Anything else we want to say about this? Well, you've been extremely
entertaining
for us.
Thanks for having me.
It's
so fun.
Yes. Keep that journal going.
I will, definitely.
And eventually you'll just be like, nothing to say about this game, other than it was good.
Yep.
That's all we want to hear.
Yeah. Or maybe you'll just keep continuing and that will be the fun you're having
you'll
in the
have
new
me
city,
back
right?
In like
here.
Yeah.
There you go. We're going to do a check-in in 6 months. Okay, listeners, we're still looking for people for season 6. We want you as a guest on our show, and maybe you like to be set up with Heidi, or maybe you have a friend that you like to set up with Heidi. We love making all those love connections. So write us, contact us in any form possible. accessible. Okay, on that note, we're going to wrap this up.
Stay dateable.
Your action item for this week is to let's dissect your dates a little bit more. After each date, see how you feel. What is it that you're taking away from this date? What are those feelings? And then try to figure out if these feelings are caused situationally or by a personality. So in Heidi's situation, some of them were weird situational circumstances and some of them were just personality circumstances. And this will help you understand how the date actually went. If the situation were to change, would your feelings be different towards that person versus is that person just consistently this way? This episode is brought to you by Together, a podcast and online magazine that provides tools for better relationships. While it's important to navigate dating and early relationships, what happens 10, 20, 30 years down the road? Listen to stories from real people who have put in the work to form amazing partnerships. Visit together.guide or listen to the podcast on iTunes and all major podcast apps. If you didn't know already, we have a revamped website with articles, videos, and content all about modern dating. You can also find our premium Y series where we dissect, analyze, and offer solutions to some of the most common dating conundrums. We've had some great feedback about how actionable these episodes are. So check them out on our website or iTunes Music. Also, visit the site today to see the latest about coaching, where we connect you with dateable approved experts to help with everything from dating profile reviews, coaching, and even gathering real feedback about your dating style in a personalized and affordable way. To connect with us, visit datablepodcast.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all under Dateable Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and auto-download the podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast player so you never miss an episode.